Hello, I'm Bill.
And I'm Doretta. We are both Pathfinder press reporters, and today we're at Old Trafford Cricket Ground.
We're here to talk to Malcolm Lorimer about the exhibition about West Indian in the Lancashire Leagues, curated by the Lancashire Cricket Heritage Group.
We wanted to show the number of West Indians playing in the Lancashire Leagues. There's over 240. Incredible number. I should ask you if you could name all the flags.
That's Jamaica.
Oh, that's the easy one. You've done Jamaica. That's the easy one, that one.
This is the best one out of all of them, because you see, this one belongs to St. Kitts and Nevis, St. Christopher and Nevis. St. Christopher and Nevis, which is St. Kitts and Nevis. Yes, this is the best flag, the best one out of all of them. And then this one here, is that Barbados?
What we want to do is show the Lancashire League, the cricketers who play, the West Indian cricketers who played in the Lancashire Leagues. And when we started the display, we thought, oh, there's a few of them, but we didn't realise how many. And when you look at this on here, the ones that are on the bottom there, such wonderful players, old Test players. So when we started it, what we did was we started with Leary Constantine, and we obviously did Leary as the major one, because Leary, of course, played for Nelson, and he was the first black player. When you consider that a black player going to Nelson was like,
is that near
Cole? It is. I mean, people would just look and think, what on earth's happening here? But he was so loved by Nelson. When he became Sir Leary Constantine, he had Nelson and Marvel as the places where he wanted to go. Just fantastic, really, in that sense. So we started with Leary, and we went through. Now, some of the others are really interesting, because Lord Kitchener at the left, he was the one who did the Calypso.
The songs, yeah. I did an interview with him. We did it in Vainglory.
Yeah, Ramadan and Valentine, yeah. So he did the... But he lived in Stretford, and that's the record as well. And so we did all the different players. And then we also did West Indians in the crowd at Old Trafford. If you look at there, throw the rope over, you'll see what actually happened. That West Indians came to watch Test cricket at Old Trafford in large numbers in the 70s, and the cricket authorities banned flags and musical instruments in their wisdom, and also bringing alcohol into the ground. So the West Indian community gathered around the scoreboard, which was at the left-hand side down there, and what they did would they say, one of them would shout out, throw the rope over. So they had a rope, threw it over the wall, because it was a wall, and then hauled up the rope full of musical instruments, flags, alcohol. But also, those are the West Indies that played for Lancashire, those there. Great names, Clive Lloyd, Ramadan, it was the first one. But we had so many, we could have done this twice over, really. You know, because there's so many different players. And if you look at all the players, there's, you know, some really good stories. We've got the Everton Weeks test cap there, and a few bats and stuff. Since it was done, it's been really good. The other interesting part to this as well, when Windrush happened, you know, the ship, A lot of the West Indians played in Manchester, and they tended to play for some of the teams, like, because Old Trafford was very much based on industry, they played on something like post office team, played on other teams based on different clubs. And so we had all the social clubs where the West Indians were playing, and they played as basically a West Indian team, actually.
I was going to say, because at the Moss Side, well, my dad was in Moss Side and he came, and you've got Wick Stennett there as well.
Yeah.
But my dad used to play at Alexander Park with them as well, and wherever they played. And because he worked at the steel factory in...
What's your dad's name?
My dad's name is Hilton Maynard.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, Hilton Maynard, but he used to play, and his brother Arthur Maynard as well. They all played cricket in the park, Rec Park on Princess on Great Western Street, Alexander Park, of Alexander Road, obviously off Clement Road, and then they always used to play for the steelwork company that they worked for as well in Dunlop, because they all used to work at Dunlop and the steelworks. Yeah. So they all used to get together and play.
You also got as well, Whit Stennett.
Whit Stennett, yes.
Who tells a wonderful story of it was on holiday and he went to Cornwall. Now, Cornwall's as far as you can go. So he went to Cornwall, and when he went to Cornwall, one of the local teams said, you play cricket, would you play for us? He said, well, I really shouldn't, he said, because I'm contracted to somewhere else, you see. He said, yeah, I'll play. So he played, and he played under a pseudonym, you see. He played under a different name. And out of that match was the post office, because he was involved in the post office, was the post office superintendent from Manchester, who'd also been in Cornwall. And he said, there was a really good player playing for, for this side. And he looked exactly like you.
Well, the funny thing about Whit Stennett, though, is when, if you read his book, and because I went to his 90th birthday party as well, that he celebrated this year, when he came on the plane, he brought with him, when he came on the ship, he brought his cricket back with him.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that he did bring with him, because he didn't want to leave that
ticket,
behind.
That's a ticket to the arrival count.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that Whit Stennett? Yeah.
Is that Whit Stennett's one?
I can't remember it is, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we got stuff from other counties, from other displays, and we sourced other pictures. And then we had a designer who did the design. And then it was opened last September. Seth Wright opened it. And Seth Wright, brilliant cricketer, because he's, he did so much really in Lancashire. We've had quite a bit of, as I said, comment about it. I've been involved about 20 years as historian for the club and things like that. But I'm really proud of this, because it's, as I say, West Indians in the league, and the players are really sort of fantastic. If you look on the bottom and you see all the big names, really, we picked a team of 11 players who played in a league.
Yeah.
And do you know who'd be 12th man? Viv Richards. Because you've got the three, you've got Worrell, Sobers, you've got the others involved there. If you go over there, you'll see the women's exhibition. So we've got a women's cricket exhibition. So we have people from, so we draw in some women cricketers to do that. And these two are part of what's become the Lancashire Museum.
Right.
So we've got a museum which is going to be underneath there. And then when we've got the museum, we'll incorporate this in the museum. It'll be semi-permanent in this. We'll do different exhibitions. Sorry, I should have said there's another person helping, Phil Davis. Phil Davis is a tremendous guy, because he's done a lot of stuff on West Indians in the Lancashire leagues, and especially the Windrush. He's done a lot on Windrush, and he also helped us, and he put all stuff together as well. Yeah, so it's been a real sort of labour of love to do it, and we're really pleased it's come together like this.
Well, firstly, it was wonderful to be with my Malcolm Lorimore, and to be welcomed so beautifully to show us this exhibition. And when you do come to see it, trust me, you will be in awe, because when we heard the number of West Indians that were in the Lancashire leagues, you're quite shocked, because you don't see that. So for us to come here today and see that, and to actually witness it and to see it was amazing. There were so many, and I'm not even going to tell you the numbers, because you won't believe the numbers when I tell you. You need to come and see it for yourself. But it is an amazing exhibition, and it will be here for a few more weeks, and then it will be opened up in a bigger museum as well. So do please come and have a look. But when you do come and you see the names, it'll take you straight back to your childhood. And for me, it took me back to my father when he played cricket, when he working for the factories around Manchester, when he came to England from St. Kitts and Nevis, and to see the flag there as well being represented for the cricket, it was wonderful. But it's just nice to see that it brings you back to your childhood when your parents played cricket in the parks around the city, like Rec Park on Great Western Street, Alexander Park over near Alexander Road, and they played for the factories that they worked for as well during their lunchtime. They would play cricket during their lunchtime, whether it was with a tin can or something, or they'd play it with something, but just to have fun and spend the time doing something. So it's wonderful to see this.
And for me, it really, really did take me back. And I think something that Doretta just hit on, which was one of the questions I wanted to ask, was the amount of industry that supported the cricket teams. And I always remember one of the first jobs I had was with British Road Services, and the car parts, you know, where they fixed all the vans and everything, they used to go out and play cricket down at Barton Dock and intermix with other players. But what also fascinated me was the amount of West Indian players and the history and how far it goes back, you know, and seeing Soleri Constantine, who I've, you know, irrespective for personal reasons, that was wonderful to see. And also the caps. And what was fascinating for me was this record that is just behind me by Lord Kitchener, and the actual record is there. I agree with Doretta. It is far more valuable and important historically, and it'd be wonderful, and I think you would get so much information, and I think you'd really enjoy it. I think what I'm really, really fascinated by is the curation and the amount of detail, the books of individual players, the history of the times, and so the along with Malcolm and his volunteers, I have to commend them and applaud them for the work that they've put in, but was their passion.
Yeah, Bill, do you know what we forgot to mention to people? What? About all the volunteering that happens in Old Trafford? I mean, this is another one. The Lancashire one is a great way to volunteer, but there's others as well.
Well, there's going to be a lot of things over the summer, which I think if people just look into our local area and find out that information, you'll probably find it at places like the Limelight Centre, St John's Centre. Those are the places that I would go to look for the information that you require. But it's going to be a great summer, and that's what we need.
Thanks again for listening to this Pathfinders Press podcast. It was great to hear all about the exhibition at Old Trafford Cricket Ground.
If you want to find out more about volunteering for the club's heritage group, please contact Malcolm Lorimer. And for more details on Pathfinders Press, look at GMCA and Yellow Jigsaw websites.